will come back for a second musical part at the end of the program, but now we will have a lecture.
V njeri se bodo v drugem glasbenem delu, to je v drugem delu programa, zdaj pa bomo imeli predavanje.
All right. It's all right. Getting enthusiastic. Who's the mother of this young hero? So I want to talk today on the subject matter which personally I find is very important, or can be very important for those of you who are either interested or who are already going on a spiritual path.
Danes bom govoril o temi, za katero mislim, da je zelo pomembna za tiste, ki se podajate na duhovno pot ali pa ste že na njej.
I want to talk today about the subject matter of how one can find his own place in life.
Današnja tema je, kako lahko poiščemo svoje lastno mesto v življenju.
But before starting, I want to hint at a subject matter which I really feel has to be clarified before.
Preden pa začnem, bi hotel razčistiti eno temo, kar mislim, da je potrebno.
It is how to find the essence of one's life.
To pa je, kako poiskati bistvo v svojem življenju.
For this I have brought a friend of me from India.
Zato sem seboj prinesel prijatelja, privedel prijatelja iz Indije.
He was already in Novo Gorica and he told me he would be ready to speak today also in Ljubljana.
On je že bil z menoj v Novi Gorici in je povedal, da je pripravljen govoriti tudi danes z menoj v Ljubljani.
I met him a few years ago and he has been traveling with me since that time and given many people a very important lesson.
Z menoj potuje že nekaj let, odkar sem ga prvič srečal, in od takrat daje ljudem, mnogim ljudem zelo pomembno lekcijo.
Okay. Come out of your bag, my dear friend.
Pridi van iz torbe, moj dragi prijatelj.
My friend is an elephant.
To je moj prijatelj slon.
Okay, stay here for a moment. And I want to tell you today the story of the elephant.
Na celu bi rad povedal zgodbo o slonu.
It might soon become your own story.
In kaj kmalo utegne postati vaša lastna zgodba.
Once there was a farmer.
Nekoč je živel kmet.
A perfectly ordinary farmer.
Čisto navaden kmet.
He went to the fields during the day and in the evening he spoke with his friends about God and the world.
Podnevi je bil na polju, začer pa je govoril s svojimi prijatelji o Bogu in o svetu.
One day, as he was returning from the field, he saw some stones and he took them home.
Ko se je nekega dne vračal s polja proti domu, je videl nekaj kamnov in jih pobral.
And in the evening, instead of experience, talking, he began to take a hammer and worked on those stones.
In začel namesto, da bi se pogovarjal, kot ponavadi, vzel te kamne in začel drobiti.
Soon he had an idea.
Kmalo je prišel na idejo.
And he worked under the influence of the idea.
In je delal pod vplivom te inspiracije.
Until a beautiful elephant emerged.
Dokler ni prišel na dan, čudovit slon.
In fact, after that experience, he made many elephants.
In po tej izkušnji je naredil še veliko slonov.
Who were so beautiful that soon the king of the country heard about it to get his own elephant, custom made by this farmer.
Ki so bili tako čudoviti, da je beseda prišla celo do kralja, ki je tudi si zaželel, da bi imel takšnega slona, kot ga je delal.
He went to the farmer and said, make me an elephant just like this.
Šel je k kmetu in mu rekel, naredi mi slona točno takega.
Yes, no problem. Please come back after 3 months.
In kmet je rekel, ni problem, pridi nazaj čez 3 mesece.
Then, when the king returned, he saw an elephant which was so lifelike.
In ko se kralj vrnil, je zagledal slona, ki je bil tako videti tako živ.
The ears seemed to wave of that elephant.
Ušesa tega slona se bili videti, kot da se majajo.
And his trunk seemed to move, to blow.
In njegov rilec je bil videti, kot da se premika, kot da trobi.
So the king said, farmer, teach me how to make such elephants.
Na kmet je rekel, pardon, kralj je rekel, o, kmet, prosim te, nauči me, kako lahko tudi jaz naredim takšnega slona.
I'm ready to give my whole kingdom if I can make just an elephant like that one.
Pripravljen sem se odpovedati celem kraljestvu, samo da bi lahko naredil slona, kakor še ne tam.
So the farmer answered.
In kmet mi odgovoril,
it's very simple to make an elephant. I can teach you in one sentence.
Narediti slona je zelo preprosto. Tudi lahko naučim v enem stavku.
Just take the stone.
Samo vzami ta kamen.
And then take everything away, which is not elephant.
In odzemi stran vse tisto, kar ni slon.
Then you have the perfect elephant.
Da imaš popolnega slona.
That's all.
To je vse.
So what can we learn from this story, the story of the elephant?
Kaj se lahko naučimo iz te zgodbe o slonu?
It's very easy. The life is also like a big stone, a big unknown.
Da je življenje podobno kakor temu velikemu kamnu.
Yes. If you can identify your elephant within,
če vi lahko identificirate vašega slona v tem kamnu.
That is, if you can identify clearly your mission and your goal in life,
oziroma z drugimi besedami, če vi lahko identificirate svoje poslanstvo in cilj v svojem življenju.
Then life is so simple. You just take everything away, which is not this goal.
Potem življenje postane zelo preprosto. Vi samo odvzamete od njega vse tisto, kar ni ta vaš cilj.
My dear listeners, please, identify your own elephant.
Moji dragi poslušalci, prosim vas, identificirajte svojega lastnega slona.
Then take everything away, which is not elephant.
Potem pa vzemite stran vse tisto, kar ni slon.
Okay, thank you very much. Hvala lepa. And lahko noč. I will put him back in his bag. He likes to sleep a lot.
Dale ga bom nazaj v torbo, zelo rad spi.
So, why I am telling this story at the beginning of my lecture is just to entertain my youngest fan.
Zakaj povedujem to zgodbo na začetku svojega predavanja? Samo zato, da bi zabaval tega majhnega oboževalca.
No, I just traveling all over the world, I've seen that there are so many people who have not identified the elephants, and therefore they live a life which is just barely above the minimum they can do.
Ne, potujem po celem svetu in videl sem srečal veliko ljudi, ki niso identificirali našim svojega slona. In delajo samo tisti minimum, kar lahko dajo.
They live a very mediocre life.
Živijo zelo življenje mediokriteta.
Where there is no place for the path of self-realization.
Brez mesta za samospoznavanje.
So I would say the first step really in identifying one's elephant is to find one's own place in life, from where one can contribute.
No, prvi korak v identificiranju slona v življenju je, da poiščemo svoje mesto, prostor, iz katerega lahko potem dajemo svoj prispevek.
Every one of us has its own place in life, and if we find it, then we can come extremely strong.
Vsakdo izmed nas ima svoj prostor življenja, svoje mesto, in če ga poiščemo, potem lahko smo zelo močni.
Look at an instrument like the flute, which was played today.
Poglejte na primer instrument, kako je flauta, ki smo jih preigrali.
The flute, when it is coming in a whole orchestra, has a wonderful effect.
Kadar flauta igra v celem orkestru, ima čudovit učinek.
As long as it is on its own place, with the melodies and everything.
Dokler je na svojem mestu, da igra pravilno melodijo in tako naprej.
Any instrument, when it plays just the right sound or right melody, gets an effect which is much, much, much greater than it can reach on its own.
To velja za katerikoli instrument, če igra pravilno melodijo, podobno, potem ima mnogo večji učinek, kot pa če igra sam.
You will find that your life is also like an instrument.
Odkrili boste, da je vaše življenje ravno tako kot instrument.
When you find your right place, then what you can do becomes so much more greater than what you do on your own.
Ko poiščete svoje pravo mesto, potem lahko postanete mnogo, mnogo večji, kot pa če bi bili sami zase.
You can connect yourself with an energy which is previously unknown to you.
Lahko se povežete z energijo, ki je prej bila vam neznana.
In the famous Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that the great souls are under the guidance of the divine energy.
V slavni Bhagavad Giti je rečeno, da so velike duše oziroma da velike duše vodi božanska energija.
This božanska energija is surrounding us like a symphony.
In ta božanska energija nas obkroža kakor simfonija.
And when we are knowing how to tune ourselves in, then we become an effect so great.
In ko spoznamo, kako se lahko uglasimo z njo, potem naš učinek postane zelo velik.
Therefore, someone who is under the guidance of the divine energy is called a Mahatma, a great soul.
In zato človek, katerega vodi ta božanska energija, je znan kot Mahatma, ali velika duša.
The question now really is, what do we mean with finding one's place?
No, pravo vprašanje sedaj je, kaj mi mislimo s tem, da moramo poiskati svoj pravi prostor ali mesto?
Is finding one's place, does this mean a place like in space, let us say a space on the map, a place on the map, or the city map?
Ali poiskati prostor ali mesto pomeni, da poiščemo neko mesto na zemljevidu?
No, finding one's place is really more finding an attitude.
Ne, poiskati svoje mesto pomeni v resnici, poiskati svojo miselnost, duh.
It's something internal.
To je nekaj notranjega.
When you have found your place, you can travel to South America.
Ko poiščete svoje mesto, potem lahko odpotujete v Južno Ameriko.
Or Alaska, or anywhere.
Ali v Alasko, kamorkoli.
You will carry your place with you.
In vi boste nosili to svoje mesto s seboj.
It's an understanding of what you should do in your life.
To gre za razumevanje, kaj naj bi počeli svoje življenje.
How you should relate with others.
Kakšen odnos naj bi imeli z drugimi.
What is your relationship with God?
Kakšen odnos imamo z Bogom?
Well, if you have answered these questions, then you have found your place.
Če ste odgovorili na ta vprašanja, potem ste našli svoje mesto.
See, the consciousness is so much, of finding the place in one's consciousness is so much more important than finding a material situation.
Poiskati mesto v svoji zavesti je toliko bolj pomembno, kot pa samo poiskati nek materialni položaj.
I remember a story which my spiritual master once told me in this connection.
S tem zvezi se spomnim zgodbe, ki jo je nekoč povedal moj duhovni učitelj.
In India once there was a pandit who gave regular lectures from the epos,
Ramayana. V Indiji je bil nek slavni govornik, ki je redno recitiral oziroma predaval Ramajano.
And he was having amongst his audience an old lady who regularly came to hear him.
In njegovem občinstvu je bila stara gospa, ki je redno prihajala na njegova predavanja.
And every time the lady just cried and cried as if she would envision the scenes of the Mahabharata in full color and not Ramayana, I'm sorry, it's not the Mahabharata.
In ona ves čas jokala in jokala, kakor da bi si predstavljala vso to sceno, ki se opisuje v Ramayani.
So the pandit, or the priest, thought, what an elevated soul.
In ta pandit oziroma ta svečenik se je mislil, wow, kakšna vzvišena duša.
And one day, he just after the lecture went to her and said, why are you always crying in ecstasy? You must be on a very elevated state of consciousness.
Tako da nekega dne je pristopil po predavanju in je vprašal, zakaj ti zmeraj tako jočeš v ekstazi? Gotovo si na zelo vzvišenem nivoju zavesti.
I may have forgotten that this pandit had a beard.
Prej sem pozabil povedati, da ta pandit imel brado.
So the old lady said, no, I'm not crying because of ecstasy.
Ne, ta stara dama je rekla, ne, jaz ne jočem zaradi ekstaze.
Your beard reminds me of my goat, which died 1 month ago, which I like so much.
Ne, tvoja brada me spominja na mojo kozo, ki je umrla pred mesecem dni, in ki sem imela tako rada.
And every time I see your wonderful bird, which reminds me of the gold bird, I just have to cry and cry and cry.
Vsakeč, ko zagledam tvojo brado, me spomni na to mojo kozo, ki sem imela tako rada in se ne morem premagati, da ne bi jokala.
So, her consciousness was far, far away. It was not with the subject matter of Ramayana.
Njena zavest torej je bila daleč, daleč stran in ni bila povezana s temo Ramayana.
Finding one's place means to settle or fix his consciousness in the right understanding.
Postati svoje mesto pomeni osredotočiti svojo zavest v pravilnem razumevanju.
It doesn't actually mean to make any external changes even. It's a question of the consciousness.
To ne pomeni, da bi naredili neke zunanje spremembe. Ne, gre za notranje stvari.
Many times people who come and see us ask the question, to live a spiritually oriented life, do I actually also have to change my frisura and my clothes style?
In velikokrat nas ljudje vprašajo, ali je res potrebno, da če pristopiš na duhovno pot, k duhovnemu življenju, da moraš potem tudi spremeniti svojo frizuro ali pa način oblačenja.
And do I have to move into a temple?
In ali moram priti živeti v tempel?
And our answer is, no, you don't have to change externally.
In naš odgovor je, ne, ni potrebno, da se na zunaj spremeniš.
Sanskrit scriptures say, Jnane prayasam urapastanamanta eva. And so on. Which means you can stay where you are. Stane stita shrutigatam tanuvan manobi. Stane stita means stay where you are situated.
Sanskritski spisi pravijo v tem verzu, ostani na tem položaju, na katerem si.
Yes, stani sita. And just hear constantly about the wonderful nature and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
In neprestano poslušaj o čudovitih dejanjih vsevišje božanske osebnosti.
By this process of meditation, you will conquer the unconquerable.
In s to vrsto meditacije boste premagali nepremagljivega.
All you have to do to give up the process of mental speculation.
Edino, čemu se morate odpovedati, je spekulativno umovanje.
Let me describe to you, because this might sound entirely abstract to you, but this, let me describe this in modern language to you.
No, naj zdaj opišem to, da bi si lahko predstavljali v sodobnem jeziku.
Normally, the people who think about improvement of their lives start to speculate, misli, I'm doing this, and misli, then this, and misli. Speculate.
In ponovadi ljudje, kada hoče nekaj narediti, potem misli to in ono, in ta način spekulira.
Yeah. But instead of relying on your own mental powers,
ampak namesto, da se zanašamo na lastno umsko moč,
you should allow your consciousness to become enlightened by the authorized information which is given in Vedic scriptures.
Bi morali dopustiti svoje zavesti, da se razsvetli z avtoriziranimi informacijami iz vedskih spisov.
Enlightenment has to come from outside of you who are so conditioned.
To razsvetljenje mora biti od zunaj, kajti mi smo pogojeni.
Just like light has to come from outside of the darkness.
Tako kakor luč mora priti od zunaj v temo.
So you can come in contact, so to say, with the light of knowledge by hearing the ancient wisdom of the Vedic scriptures.
Mi pa lahko pridemo v stik z lučjo znanja, če prebiramo vedske spise.
Because the Vedas are considered to be the breath of God.
Kajte vede se smatrajo za dih Boga.
The Vedas are breathed into the darkness of this material universe to teach us how to use this material universe for self-realization.
Vede je Bog izdihnil ta materialni univerzum, da bi nas naučil, kako spoznati samega sebe.
And by this process of aligning yourself with spiritual information, you can cross over the granitsas, borders which surround you.
In ko se na ta način povežemo z duhovnim znanjem, potem lahko premagamo meje, ki nas omejujejo.
The spiritual knowledge, in other words, will bring you beyond your borders.
Z druge besedami, duhovno znanje vas bo pripeljalo onkraj vaših meja.
I want to give you a very simple to understand example from my own childhood.
Žal vam podati zelo preprost primer iz mojega otroštva.
As a child, I was riding a bicycle like most probably everyone here in the hall.
Kot otrok sem vozil s kolesom, kot verjetno vsi.
And I could go pretty fast.
In lahko sem kar hitro sem peljal.
But one day I discovered that if I just put my hand on a truck, I can go maybe double the speed which I could attain on my own.
Ampak enkrat nisem to ugotovil, da če se prijem za tovornjak, potem lahko vsaj podvojim hitrost, kot če bi vozil sam.
And from that day on I just raced after trucks and caught them when they were going uphill, and then I was just racing.
In tistega dne sem drvel za temi tovornjaki, da bi jih ujel, se zgrabil za njih, ko so vozili v hrib, potem pa se spustil dol, ko se je prišla dolina.
The point here is, if someone aligns himself, connects himself with higher potency, higher energy, his own contribution will be much bigger.
Point je v tem, da če se povežemo z višjo energijo, potem na ta način bo naš prispevek mnogo večji.
Or if you climb into an airplane, this is much more civilized. If you climb into an airplane, you will also be able to move with maybe 950 kilometers an hour.
Ali pa če se posmete na letalo, to je bolj civiliziran primer,
yes,
potem lahko letite skoraj 1000 km na uro, hitro.
So a person who connects himself with spiritual knowledge and acts according to this, his activities will go beyond his granitas.
No, človek pa, ki se poveže z duhovnim znanjem in deluje v skladu s tem, potem bo res deloval onkraj svojih meja.
It is described in the Vedic scriptures that someone who follows the spiritual path outlined in these ancient Vedas, he will be something like a transcendental gardener.
No, Vede pravijo, da človek, ki stopi na to pot, ki je opisana v Vedah, duhovno pot, je kakor transcendentalni vrtnar.
Yes. Spiritual knowledge is like a seed.
Duhovno znanje kakor seme.
And if you plant it into your heart,
in će ga posaditi u svoje srce,
will grow into a very powerful plant.
Bo zrasla v zelo močno rastlino.
We spoke of overcoming one's borders.
Govorili smo o premagovanju naših meja.
The plant, it is said, will grow, finally it goes through the coverings of the universe and find shelter at the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
No, in opisano je, da bo ta rastlina rasla in rasla in predrla povoje tega univerzuma in poiskala zavetje ob zavetju se višje božanske osebnosti.
And when this is done, it will grow a fruit.
In ko to stori, potem zraste plod.
The fruit of love of Godhead.
Dobi plod ljubezni do Boga.
Let me summarize of what I have explained till now, because maybe some of you who are not studying this philosophy are getting a little lost. There's so many informations how to put it all together in a sequence.
No, naj zdaj povzamem vse, kar sem do sedaj povedal. Mogoče za tiste, ki niste tok, se poglabljati v to filozofijo, da bi lažje razumeli.
I was saying that anyone who finds his own place,
hodil sem reči, da vsakdo, ki poišče svoje mesto,
can connect with higher powers.
Da se lahko poveže z višjimi močmi.
This finding one's place is something which has to take place in the consciousness.
To, da poiščemo svoje mesto, pa se mora dogoditi v naši zavesti.
I was explaining how we can get enlightened in our consciousness by hearing the Vedic scriptures, the breathing of God, so to say.
Pojasnil sem, kako lahko dosežemo razsvetlitev s pomočjo vedskih spisov, ki so tako rekoč dihanje Boga.
And how by following the process outlined in them, we can make a connection with the Supreme.
In kako se lahko povežemo z absolutnim, če se držimo tega procesa v njih.
I gave the traditional example of the plant who goes beyond the borders of the universe and finds the contact with the Supreme.
In navedel sem ta tradicionalni primer rastline, ki raste in predre ovoj univerzuma in poišče zavetje absolutnega.
Now at the conclusion of my lecture, I want to tell you 5 steps which you can practically do on the basis of spiritual knowledge to find your own place.
No, na koncu predavanja pa bom hotel povedati 5 praktičnih korakov, ki jih lahko naredite, da bi našli svoje mesto s pomočjo duhovnega znanja.
I think the first instruction really is we must purify our consciousness.
No, prvo navodilo je, da moramo očistiti svojo zavest.
We must purify our vision.
Očistiti svojo videnje.
See, if my glasses through which I am looking into the world are dirty, I will not be able to recognize much.
No, recimo, če se moja očala, s katerimi gledam svet, umazana, potem ne bom videl veliko.
In the same way, if I do have a material conscious vision, a materialistic vision, I will not be able to see much.
No, in podobno, če imam materialno videnje, potem tudi ne bom mogel veliko videti.
In India, there is a very interesting verse describing this.
No, v Indiji obstaja zelo zanimiv vers, ki to opisuje.
It says, the lusty man will see, when he looks into the world, he will see only women who are also lusty.
Rečeno je, da pohoten človek, oziroma moški, ki na ta način gleda svet, bo videl samo pohotne ženske.
When he sees a woman, he immediately imagines her without clothing.
In če on zagleda eno žensko, takoj si predstavlja brez obleke.
When the dog sees a woman,
kadar pa pes vidi žensko,
he sees a walking piece of meat.
Vidi hodeč kos mesa.
You will be shocked, but in India there are such dogs, wild dogs.
Mogoče vas bo to šokiralo, ampak v Indiji so takšni divji psi.
Very hungry.
Zelo lačni.
Yeah. And the same sees the same woman, he sees, well, here is a spirit soul, a part of God.
Kadar svetnik vidi to isto žensko, on vidi, to je duhovna duša, del Boga.
So everyone really sees according to his consciousness.
Kadar v bistvu sam to vidi, glede na svojo zavest.
If you want to understand where your place in life is, you will have to clarify your glasses a little bit.
Torej, če hočete spoznati, kje je vaše mesto v življenju, morate očistiti očala.
How to purify the consciousness, you might say.
No, zato se lahko vprašate, kako pa naj očistim svojo zavest.
See, when material objects are dirty, you just take a cloth and just rub them. It's relatively easy to purify them.
No, materialne predmete je relativno lahko očistiti, samo jih malo podrgnete z tkanino.
But how do you purify your mind?
Ampak kako pa ste očistili svoj um?
You can't just take a piece of cloth.
Da moraš preprosto vzeti kos tkanine.
The Vedic scriptures say you have to take a mantra.
Vedski spisi pravijo, da moraš vzeti mantro.
Man means mind, dra means to deliver.
Man pomeni um in tra pomeni osvoboditi.
Yes, a mantra delivers the mind from stale thought patterns.
Mantra osvobodi um od ustaljenih miselnih vzorcev.
Yes. So in this way you can purify your vision or your mind or your consciousness.
In tako lahko očistite svoje videnje, svoj um oziroma svojo zavest.
Chant a mantra.
Pojte oziroma recitirate mantra. In sem videl, da tudi tisti, ki ste peli, nekateri se res videlo spremembo zavesti na vašem obrazu.
In fact, maybe 4 days ago, or 5 days, I think it was more, 4 days ago, it was last Tuesday, I was in Zagreb and I took part in the concert of Indrajumna Maharaj, where 3,000 people chanted and danced.
Prejšnji torek sem bil v Zagrebu, kjer so z Indrajumnom Maharadžem na koncert in tam je pelo 3000 ljudi.
And after the concert, one man of the United Nations stepped forward.
In po koncertu mi je pristopil en človek iz Združenih narodov.
And he said, congratulations.
Rekel, čestitam.
You have attained something which we are trying since so many years, but it doesn't work with us.
Mi je rekel, uspeli ste narediti nekaj, kar mi poskušamo že toliko let, pa nam še ni uspelo.
You have united people from different generations.
Združili ste ljudi z različnih generacij.
And different mindsets.
Z različnimi umskimi postavitvami.
We saw there were young people and well established people.
Videli tu je mlade ljudi, pa tudi zelo situirane ljudi.
And we said, yes, your United Nations should help us spread the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then you do something useful with your money.
Then smo rekli, ja, res, vaši združeni narodi bi morali nam pomagati, razširiti Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, in potem bi vaš denar imel neko korist.
It will work, you will see.
In to bo funkcioniralo, jaz ste videli.
So the second step really is to do some service.
Na drugi korak je, da dejansko naredimo neko službo.
Don't always think I, me, my needs and my interests.
Ne mislite vedno, jaz in moje potrebe, moji interesi.
This will keep you in a very, very small krug.
To vas bo držalo v zelo majhnem krogu.
Think, what can I do for others?
Pomislite, kaj ne storim za druge?
Service is the rent with which the human being has to pay when he is on this planet Earth.
Služenje, to je renta, oziroma najemnina, ki jo mora človeško bitje plačati na tem planetu Zemlji.
If you do no service for others, that's not good.
Če ne služite drugim, to ni dobro.
Then you are like the dead sea.
Ten ste kakor mrtvo morje.
You have to become like the living sea, like the red sea.
Postati moramo kakor živo morje ali rdeče morje.
Through which the water is flowing, you know,
skozi katero voda teče.
And this way it remains fresh.
In tako ostaja voda sveža.
So if you are a servant,
če ste sluga, služavnik,
you will always remain fresh.
Boste zmeraj ostali sveži.
You will be like a river,
boste kako reka,
which never gets rotten water,
katere voda se nikoli ne postane postajena.
But if you are living in the paradigm, I, me and mine, I must have, it's dangerous.
Če pa zmeraj živite v paradigmi, jaz in moja, moram imeti, potem pa ste, imate
We consider, see, in our tradition, after every name, you find the name Das.
V naši tradiciji vsako ime ima še dodatek Das.
For instance, our talented translator, his name is Avaduta Das.
Tako recimo naš talentirani prevajalec, moje ime je Avaduta Das.
Yes. Avaduta means a great saint.
Avaduta pomeni velik, velik svetnik.
And Das means servant of.
Das pa pomeni njegov služabnik.
So Avaduta is a servant of a great saint, his spiritual master.
Avaduta je torej služabnik velikega svetnika, njegovega duhovnega učitelja.
I'm sorry for using you as an example. Please excuse me, but I know it's not so pleasant. So, Das, servant.
Ali Das pomeni sluga.
Ultimately, we are all servants of Krishna.
No, se zadnje smo vsi Krišnovi služabniki.
Look at my thumb.
Poglejte tale moj palec.
Palec, yes. My palec is not the most beautiful palec in the universe.
Moj palec ni najlepši palec v celem univerzumu.
But I like it very much, because it is connected to my body and can do, I mean, not so many things, but a few things.
Ampak ga vse ne vam zelo rad, ker ti zelo nakabiram veliko stvari.
So, but when it's disconnected,
ker je povezan s svojim telesom, ampak če pa je, ta se povezava izgubi,
better say some accident, something falls from the, you know, and it's disconnected.
Recimo, da je nesreča in se ta odrežen prst.
Then I immediately will tell this gentleman, oh, please take those pallets away, it looks really horrible. If the same pallets becomes something which is very horrible and you might go like, as long as the pallets, the thumb is connected with my body, in service, it is very energetic.
No, dokler je palec povezan z mojim telesom, tako da mu služi, je
pol energije. It's a servant of my body.
Je sluga mojega telesa.
But if it's out of that position, but it's the end of it.
Če pa pride ven iz tega položaja, potem je pa to konec.
So the human being has to be connected with God through service.
Pravi človek mora biti povezan z Bogom s služenjem.
Then he will also serve others nicely.
In potem bo tudi lepo služil drugim.
Another thing to find your place in life is to be connected with saintly people.
No, naslednji korak v duhovnem življenju je, da se družite z svetimi ljudmi.
In their association you get new perspectives.
V njihovem druženju dobite nove perspektive.
The next thing is you should study Holy Scriptures regularly.
Naslednja stvar je, da naj bi redno študirali Svete spise.
And the last thing is, if you have a spiritual master, you should ask him about where is your place.
Zadnja stvar pa je, da če imate duhovnega učitelja, potem ga morate vprašati, kaj je vaše mesto.
So, five steps.
Pet korakov torej.
First, purify the consciousness.
Najprej očistite zavest.
Then become a servant.
Then postaneš sluga.
Connected, huh?
Povezan.
Then ask the people who are in spiritual life, who are developed there.
Potem si skupaj z ljudmi, ki gojijo duhovno življenje.
And study the scriptures.
In proučuj, študiraj spise.
I recommend especially the Bhagavad Gita for starting.
Jaz posebej za začetek priporočam Bhagavad Gita.
Which I think you can obtain outside at the book table, says it right? Oh, we don't have. We have books which have good quotations of the Bhagavad Gita, like The Science of Self-Realization, maybe. Path of Perfection. Oh, good. Srimad Bhagavatam.
Sprav, Pot popolnosti knjiga, ki temelji na Bhagavad Giti, ne?
I want to really recommend to you, please find your own place in life.
Rezgem rad bi poručil, prosim vas, poiščite svoje mesto v življenju.
Then you will become so strong and fulfilled.
Potem boste postali zelo močni in izpolnjeni.
And I would like to illustrate what I have said so far with a story from the Vedic scriptures, and then I will end.
Kar sem se naj povedal, bi rad še povzel v zgodbi iz ved in potem bom pa zaključil.
Once was a king.
Nekoč je živel kralj.
He was very young.
Ki je bil zelo mlad.
And he invited many sadhus or saints to his palace to ask them one question.
No in ta kralj je povabil svoje palače mnoge, da mnoge saints.
Yes.
Mnoge svetnike, da mu odgovorijo na eno vprašanje.
Where is my place?
Kje je moj prostor?
And he got thousands of different answers.
In je dobil na tisoče različnih odgovorov.
Finally, he met upon a very special saint.
Končno pa je naletel na zelo posebnega svetnika.
And he said, I have to really make the decision soon. Tell me where is my place, please.
Ki mu je rekel njemu takrat, prosim te povej mi res, moram hitro se odločiti, kje je moje mesto.
Should I give up the world as a false dream?
Ali naj se odpovem svetu, kakor nekaj lažnim sanjem?
Or should I go into the world, take on a position, a family, and contribute to society?
Ali pa naj se v vključim v svet, ne, vzam nek položaj in imam svojo družino in vključim družbo.
So the saint answered, everyone is strongest at his own place.
In svetnik je odgovoril, vsak je najmočnejši na svojem, svojem lastnem mestu.
The king said, I have asked you a very concrete question. Why is your answer so abstract?
Kralj mu je rekel, postavil sem ti zelo konkretno vprašanje. Zakaj je tvoj odgovor tako abstrakten?
Should I rule the kingdom or give it up?
Ali naj vladam to kraljestvo ali pa naj samo odpovem?
Should I marry or not?
Ali naj se poročim ali ne?
The saint said, I can't tell you.
Svetnik mi je rekel, ne moram ti reči.
Why don't you come with me for 3 months?
Zakaj ne bi šel z mano za 3 mesece?
And then you will see.
Potem boš pa videl.
So the king said, dobro, good. And dressed in very simple clothes and went with the saint all over.
In kralj je pristal in šel svetnikom, se preoblekel, preprosto obleko in šel svetnikom vse naokrog.
Finally, they came into the capital town of a kingdom which was not known to the king.
In končno se prispela v glavno mesto, spravo držene, ki kralj ni bilo znano.
And they heard boom, 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 drums announcing that in the afternoon the princess, the daughter of the king, would choose her husband.
No in zaslišila sta bobnanje bobno in naznanilo, da se bo popovdne princesa v tem kraljestvu, da bo izbrala svojega moža.
Princes from all over the world had assembled.
In princi iz celega sveta so se zbrali.
So our saint said, come on, let's go, that's interesting.
No, in ta naš svetnik mu je rekel, kralju, pridi, to zveni zanimivo.
Yes. So, when they arrived in the afternoon on the marketplace, they saw all the rulers, or future rulers of the world, standing in line.
No, in ko sta popolne prispela na trg, potem sta videla zbrane vse te voditelje oziroma bodoče,
and
bodoče voditelje sveta.
The princes came on a palanquin.
In princesa je prišla na nosilka.
And always, you know, looked.
Na nosilnici.
At the princess.
Kole gleda na prince.
To choose her husband.
Da bi zbrala svojega moža.
The different princes were announced. He is from so and so and so and so rich. And so
on. Naznanili so različne prince. On je snedi želje tako in tako bogat.
But no, none of the princes was according to her taste.
Ampak na meni od njih ni bil po njenem okusu.
Finally, now it's dramatic, she saw a young asket.
Končno pa je uzrla, zdaj je dramatično, mladega asketa.
Oh, and this asketa was standing in a little separate.
in ta, ki je stala malo ločena od drugih.
And you know how love is?
Veste, kakšna je ljubezen?
It has no logic.
Nima logike.
Čika normalna, da si jim na skejta.
Zelo gre se od danega skejta.
She jumped from her palanquin.
Skočila z nasilnice.
Took her garland.
Vzela ta venec.
Not her, but the garland for the mush. It was the garland for the mush.
Njen venec, ampak venec namenjen njenemu možu.
And she wanted to give this garland around the escape to indicate that he is, I have chosen him.
In hotela dati venec okrog vratu asketa, kar je pomenilo, da je izbrala njega.
But the escape was... Hvala, hvala.
Asket pa je začel mihati in rekel, hvala, hvala.
So the king saw this, and totally misunderstood the situation.
Kale to vidio, ne popolnoma narobe razumel vse skupaj.
He thought that the asceta was maybe too poor, and therefore was afraid that if he would marry, he would have to just take care of a princess who has a very high lifestyle, and he hadn't any money for this.
In mislil, da tale asket, da nima den dovolj denarja, da je siromašen, zato se boji poročiti s to princeso, ker bo moral veliko denarja dati za to.
So the king who loved her, his daughter so much said, I, from this day on, half of my treasury will go to this young man here.
Kralj je bil zelo, ker ne zelo rad svoja ščerka, je rekel, od danes naprej, pol moje zaklade se greh temu mlademu možu skupi.
But the asket was getting even more terrified.
Asket pa se še bolj prestrašil.
Why do you want to chain me with a golden chain of money?
Zakaj me hočete privezati z zlato verigo denarja?
He was very upset.
Je strašno znemiren.
And he ran out of the town.
In je stegel ven iz mesta.
So the princess had this romantic feelings for him and also went after him.
In princesa imela romantična čustva do njega in je tudi stekla ven za njim.
So our saint said to the king, come on, this is interesting. Come with me. Let's go.
Ta svetnik je rekel kralju, to je zdaj zanimivo. Pet z menoj.
So they followed this tragic young pair.
Mislim, sledila temu tragičnemu mlademu paru.
The young princess was asking everyone, where is my asceta? Please tell me which way he went.
Mlada princesa je vsako ga spraševala, kje je moj mladi asket? Povejte mi, po kateri poti je šel.
Modern times, crazy, but they said.
Ljudje so mislili, da so davno čas res nori, ampak so vseeno pokazali pot.
So the king, the sabel and the king followed this a bit deep into the forest until it became dark and the night approached.
No, in kralj in svetnik sta ima sledila, se dokler ni padel mrak in je se stemnilo.
The princess was just getting afraid.
Princesa se je začela biti strah.
So suddenly the king called up and said, dear princess, you have not found your asceta today, but maybe tomorrow, for now, let's just all three of us together, you know, sleep for the night.
No, in ta asket je pristopil k princesi in je rekel, danes pač nisi mogla poiskati svojega asketa, ampak lahko jutri ti bo uspelo. Zdaj zaenkrat lezimo spati in mi si tri skupaj lahko.
So they took some leaves, put some leaves together and then they all lied down on the makeshift beds.
Zbrali so nekaj liste in vsi polegli na te ročno narejene postelje.
And just before going asleep, the sage said, have you seen how much strength this asket had?
In pred so zazbali je, kralj rekel, pardon, ta asket rekel, svetnik rekel.
Je svetnik, ja.
A si videl, koliko moči ima ta asket?
He was fixed in renunciation.
On je bil popolnoma učvrščen v odrekanju.
And he had the strength to say no to the most alluring position in this world, to become a king.
In imel mož, da reče ne najbolj obetavnemu položaju, najbolj mikavnemu položaju v tem svetu, da bi postal kralj.
He had found his place and therefore was strong.
On je poiskal svoje mesto in zato je bil močan.
And then the saint said, I'm leaving you now.
In zdaj svetnik je rekel, zdaj pa te zapuščam.
Then the king and the princess talked.
No, in kralj in princesa sta se potem pogovarjala.
They talked for a long time.
Dolgo sta se pogovarjala.
And like these stories end, you know, they decided that the king decided my place is to be a married man.
No, in potem je spetal, kako se ti zgodbe končala. In kralj se odločil, da bo družinski član.
I'm sorry really for the Hollywood ending.
Res se pravičujem zaradi Hollywood zaključka.
In other words, he married the princess.
Z drugim besedami, poročil se je s princesom.
But I think the story makes a very relevant point.
Mislim pa, da ta zgodba ima zelo, zelo pomembno poanto.
If you have found your place in life,
če poiščete svoje mesto v življenju,
you will be so strong,
boste tako močni,
so enthusiastic,
tako entuzijastični,
so inspired,
tako inspirirani.
Today I gave an interview to this newspaper. It's very well known in Slovenia, but I can't remember these difficult names. And the interviewer was asking, you're traveling so much, and you are, from where do you get your snaga, your strength?
No, danes sem se pogovarjal z novinarkom iz Slovenskih novic in me vprašala, da ti toliko potuješ, odkot se tvoja moč?
And I said, very simple, I think I have found my own place.
In sem odgovoril, to je zelo preprosto, mislim, da sem našel svoje mesto.
And I feel some great mercy in my life.
In čutim veliko milost v mojem življenju.
Some connection with the divine.
Povezavo z božanskim.
Yes. And it's not my energy.
In to ni moja energija.
But this energy comes for everyone who is situated on his right place.
To energija pride k vsakomu, ki je pravilno utemeljen na pravem mestu.
So I wish all of you all the best to find your own right place.
Sem vam želim, da si najdete svoje, poiščete svoje pravo mesto.
To find your own slon.
Da najdete svojega lastnega slona.
And I think this ancient tradition and culture of Krishna consciousness can help you in achieving this end.
Mislim, da vam ta starodavna tradicija in kultura zavesti Krishna lahko pomaga, da poiščete ta cilj.
Hvala lepa. Thank you very much.